This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last week's shooting at Saugus High School here in Southern California was the 70th school shooting in the United States so far this year, by one count. Schools are spending increasing amounts on safety and security. By 2021, it's expected to be up to $2.8 billion annually, according to the market research firm IHS Market. One Catholic school in Pennsylvania has turned to a startup that uses artificial intelligence to help detect weapons. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Michelle James is thinking about sending her daughter to Archbishop Wood High School in Bucks County, Pennsylvania next year. So on a recent morning, she went for a visit. One thing she was thinking about, her daughter's safety.
Makes me emotional, so I don't like to talk about it, but yeah, active shooters, things like that, you got to worry about that stuff nowadays. You know what I mean? I'm dropping my child off. I want to make sure she comes back home.
The school knows that security is important to parents. There's a staff member posted at the main entrance of the school who checks in all visitors. Students have to swipe in with their ID cards to enter the building. And once they're on school grounds, the kids are watched by 32 cameras.
It's not something that's sticking out, and they're all over the place.
Gary Zamero runs Archbishop Wood.
They're in the gyms, they're in the cafeteria. You walk down the hallway, we can see you. You walk outside, we can see you.
A company called Athena Security can also see you and what you might be carrying. It monitors those cameras using artificial intelligence software to detect if a person in the school is holding a weapon.
So if someone were to come in the building and pull out a gun, the cameras pick up the weapon and it notifies us on our phones right away.
Zamero says Archbishop Wood has to compete with good local public schools. It wants to give parents all the reasons it can to spend $9,400 a year for their kids to attend. The AI, it's an extra selling point.
They don't have Athena, we do. So.
Archbishop Wood was actually Athena's first client. Now the startup has about 50. One of the school's retired teachers is the mother of Athena's CTO, Chris Chabera. Chabera also gave the school an $85,000 gift for a career counseling center. For Athena to put the I in AI, it has to train the software. So Chabera's been directing stick-up videos.
All right, you're going to come in from outside with a gun, and the camera's going to be filming you here.
He's talking to a group of actors, hired from Craigslist, during a film shoot at his home in Austin. One of them enters the room, waving a gun around.
Get down on the ground! Get down on the ground!
Good. Everyone come back. Good. Do it again.
The actor does it again, only this time while he's wearing a hat. The idea is to get as many variations as possible so that the AI can pick out the gun, no matter what the person holding it looks like. There aren't many of these kinds of images in the public domain, and almost none are from the perspective of security cameras, 10 to 12 feet in the air.
We started with all the Hollywood videos, the movies. We found out, guess what? They're shooting always straight on. They're never shooting top down.
But Athena's software still makes mistakes. On average, twice a day, every camera misidentifies an object as a weapon. At Archbishop Wood, that means it could be wrong approximately 64 times a day. So humans look at every image the software says is a gun. Chabera walked me through a real-life example from another client.
Click on this one, and you can see what they're holding. You can zoom in if you want.
Got it. So it's somebody in a mall.
In a mall holding what looks like a cell phone.
And that's what it is. Athena sells its software to any place that has security cameras. The company charges an initial fee of $400 per camera, followed by a regular monthly fee of $100 per camera. But for schools specifically, there's not a lot of information about what actually prevents shootings.
There is no national data set that has, you know, the existing security measures for, you know, the schools across the nation.
Tim Servo studies school security as a professor of psychology at Canisius College. He says in the absence of data, schools still feel pressure to do something.
That might involve getting some super high-tech facial recognition software so you can identify potential threats. That might involve purchasing bulletproof smart boards for your classrooms. But there isn't really any evidence that those things are effective.
And we're not likely to get that evidence anytime soon. Congress has appropriated $1 billion over 10 years for school safety equipment, as well as training to prevent violence. But that same measure, it eliminated funding for research to determine what's actually effective. In Bucks County, Pennsylvania, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.